Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Let's start it out with Trump and his mass deportation plan. Now, we have some clips we can show from Instagram. Let's show these clips.
Let's show the clip.
Let's talk about mass deportation, one of your big agenda items. You've talked about prioritizing people who have criminal histories.
Correct.
But is it your plan to deport everyone who is here illegally over the next 4 years?
Well, I think you have to do it. And it's a very tough thing to do. It's... But you have to have, you know, you have rules, regulations, laws. They came in illegally. I don't want to be breaking up families. So the only way you don't break up the family is you keep them together and you have to send them all back.
Even kids who are here legally?
Well, what you're going to do if they want to stay with the father? Look, we have to have rules and regulations. You can always find something out like, you know, this doesn't work, that doesn't work.
Like, you promised to end birthright citizenship on day one. Is that still your plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 14th Amendment, though, says that, quote, all persons born in the United States are citizens. Can you get around the 14th Amendment with an executive action?
We're
going
to have to get a change. We'll maybe have to go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it.
Through an executive action?
You know, we're the only country that has it. Do you know? If somebody sets a foot, just a foot, 1 foot, you don't need to, on our land, congratulations, you are now a citizen of the United States of America. Yes, we're going to end that because it's ridiculous.
Okay, so the only part that I don't agree with is him saying that he has to kick every single person out, because we already went over this, but I don't think that that's going to be good for the economy, X, Y, and Z. If you haven't watched that episode, it's pretty legendary. You can go watch it. But other than that, I'm not opposed to how he's handling this situation, as far as to say, okay, just because you're born in America, I don't think that you should necessarily have rights to become an American citizen. You go to other countries, you go to Dubai, you can't become a citizen in the UAE. You can't. So I'm not saying that that's a pathway forward, because I do think that immigrants play a major part, and I think that you should be able to become a citizen. But I'm not against what he's saying here. Even, you know, if you got to deport people, you got to deport the whole family. I mean, that's more humane than deporting.
Wait, what?
No, you don't want to break up the family, right?
True.
So it's like, that would be more humane than keeping the kid here and then sending the mother back, right? That's not humane. So it's like, if you're going to deport people that come here illegally, right, then it would be better to do the whole family as opposed to breaking up the family. Nobody wants to see a family broken up.
But if this law is uprooted, what other laws will he be able to uproot and or change? And does this only apply to certain immigrants or immigrants that have came here in amassed wealth as well?
Only Spanish and black immigrants. You know that.
Well,
what are we talking about? I'm kicking out immigrants.
I'm like, y'all let Elon come over here run up a bag. Like, wait, what?
No, 1,000%. He's not talking about immigrants from Europe. Of course not.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, definitely.
Yeah.
No.
Los Santo, you know.
Yeah.
But
we do have a problem. We do have a problem with the migrants. I don't know where this started. Maybe we can bring a political scholar on, but I just feel like these last couple of years, the migrant situation has exploded. Yeah. And I saw it firsthand. I saw it in Chicago when we went to Chicago, and I saw all the people camped out in front of the police station. I'm like, what are they doing? They're like, yo, they don't have anywhere to go, so this is a safe refuge for them. And I think it was like a political game that they was playing, because they were trying to make a point. But they put all of the migrants, and I've seen, even in my neighborhood, seen people lines for, I'm like, what is the line for on a Sunday? Like, yeah, they're giving out free food. This is all of the migrants that come. And just, so what I'm saying is that it's not helpful when you just have a lot of people coming into a country if you're not equipped to handle that. Now, it is helpful if those people are coming and they're working. That's beneficial. And there's a lot of illegal immigrants that work, and those are beneficial people to the economy. But everybody is not beneficial as far as on an economic standpoint. So I do feel like, you know, if you come to this country, it should be beneficial. Like, I feel like there is some level of humanitarian, like, you know, because we've done so much bad in the world that we do have to clean our karma. So you do have to let some people in just because they're seeking refuge from different situations. Yeah. But if you're going to let these people in and they're seeking asylum, then you should have areas set up. You should have some level of infrastructure set up for them, like not just winging it and just have them staying in hotels in New York. Like, you know, I feel like there should be a plan. Yeah. There should be a plan in place. And, you know, Trump, he's not doing the plan. So if he's not going to have that plan, then the next best thing is to execute this plan that he's trying to get people. And keep in mind, Obama deported more presidents than George Bush did.
More migrants, you mean?
Migrants.
Yeah, yeah.
Immigrants. Yeah. Is there a difference?
Well, yeah. Well, you said presidents. Obama deported more presidents.
Oh, my bad. No. Yeah. Obama deported more migrants / illegal immigrants than I think any other president in American history. I think so. Maybe, yeah. So that's interesting, right? We don't think about it like that. He's a Democrat, but I mean, he was tough on illegal immigration. That's part of his legacy.
He was. If Auntie Shell texts me, I'm gonna let you know. But right. Oh, y'all be like, yo, he pandering. Who wanna come to the Obamas? Yeah, for sure. My only thing about Trump is, how do you plan to pull this plan off? So, like, if a child is born here, how are you gonna be able to round up the entire family and deport them on schedule and at scale? I think some of this may sound lofty. And it sounds good in theory, but the execution may be pretty tough to pull this off. But
you do bring up a good point, because it is an amendment. I think it's the 14th from, it's one of these, it's actually part of the bylaws of the country that if a child is born in America, then they become an American citizen. So for him to reverse that, he would actually have to change. Is it a constitutional amendment? Maybe we can get some research on that. But once you start to do that, what else can be changed?
And on top of that, while we're in debt, can the country afford to have its citizen rate go down when the citizenship rate is traded as an equity? I always want to go back to the money. You don't have to like my take, but the truth is, I want to go back to the capital part. And after you get stamped on a birth certificate, that is worth something.
What were you talking about? Are you talking about like the people on YouTube that talking about that, how they trade your social security numbers on the bond market at your birth and all of that? Like, that's what you're referring to?
That's never what I said. It's never what I said.
Okay.
Just that, yeah. So, like, as Americans are born, we get to invest more capital into the publicly traded equities, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, Holy Trinity. So as they mature, annuities. Yeah, that's what I was, off the record.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you for his plan so far, or are you against it?
I'm not well versed in it tonight. Like, I'm just being real. I'm sick and I don't have a formed enough opinion yet, but if we're gonna do mass deportation, I just wanted to include everyone and not to be selective.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know that that's not going to happen. You know that.
Yes, I'm like, how do you pull it off? It sounds good.
But the funny thing about it is that, you know, it's just so crazy how, like, white supremacy is probably one of the most powerful things ever created. Because everything is just, it has a gaze over it that nobody even questions, right? And Nelson Mandela, his book is a great book, and he said that white supremacy plays tricks on your mind. Like, he was like, in South Africa, when you saw a black person that was hungry on the streets, you looked right past them, you didn't think anything of it. But when you saw a white person, it was a tragedy and you couldn't understand it. But that's because they looked at white people as superior than black people. That's white supremacy. And it's the same thing with immigration. When a story is told of Ellis Island, we had to go to Ellis Island from New York. You had to go to Ellis Island. That was part of the school trips. And they told us the story about how the poor Italians and Irish came to America with no money, barefoot, and how they worked their way up and how they helped, you know, build the New York skyline. And they told us all of these great stories about the immigration. And they told us about all of these different things, right? From refugees, from the Holocaust, all of these different things. We were told these stories. We were taught these stories in school. And mm-hmm. the stories were to say how much pride that the immigrant community came to America and carried their traditions, worked hard and helped build the country, and how we actually owed them a debt. That's what they told us.
Yes.
Now when we look at immigrants from El Salvador and Venezuela, Honduras and Mexico and Haiti, they're looked at as the worst people that ever was created. Criminals, slum of the slums, the people that's poisoning the blood of America. We have to stop it. This is a crisis of unrecognizable proportions, and everybody believes this shit. And it's just interesting that white people are never looked at as illegal immigrants when there are white illegal immigrants, right? But white people never carry the stigma of being an immigrant, right?
Yeah.
And that's who influxed the country more than anybody. So it's just very interesting. Like I said, it just goes back to white supremacy. If the white people came here, well, they came here as, you know, people that were saving themselves from a situation, and they worked. When brown black people come here, they looked at it like they're the worst people in the world and we need to get them out of here as soon as possible, and everybody's going to rally behind that cry, and everybody's going to believe it, and nobody's going to ask questions, because you don't ask questions about white supremacy, you just accept it.
And then you get a hawk to a coin that pops up and goes away. Boy, had somebody from El Salvador, they would have been locked up already. I don't want her to go to jail, but there is different.
2 million on the wake up. If we would have done that, we would have not only been exiled from the financial community, we would have been incarcerated. In MDC, under the jail. In MDC on federal indictments.
With Puff. Big facts.
Right next door. Like, yes. You know what I'm saying? With no apology.
Girl, she logged offline and just called. She said, oh, I'm tired, I'm going to bed. I said, damn, really? Okay. So just be mindful. A lot more scams. And unfortunately, somebody is going to pass or die over one of these rug pulls too. Be careful. Don't think because she got away with it that you'll be able to.